The Simpsons Mixtape, Episode 6.
Guest starring Shatum Ashbrook.
Yay!
What's up, everybody?
What is everybody? What are you made of?
Ooh, this is getting deep.
Shit, just got existential in the first few seconds. I'm Aaron.
I'm Sam.
I'm Warren.
I'm Shatum.
And this is Shatum Ashbrook. Shay is a good friend of ours from Simpsons Trivia, from Woohoo Simpsons Trivia.
I am.
And also in the improv world.
Yeah, well.
So Shay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have another Simpsons expert.
Yeah, and our first woman joining us on the...
Joke's on you.
Wait, prove it. Oh my God, there it is.
Oh, you might notice we're all wearing cologne. That matches, like, that complements the other person's cologne.
Oh, I walked in and I was just like, my brain went, pheromones. So I'm pregnant now with all of your babies.
I hope that it has Warren's eyes.
Yes.
Me too.
You know, the same thing happened to Neil when he was there.
Yeah, Rob. And then he had a baby with Neil's eyes.
Amazing.
Not Warren's, Neil's.
I am definitely going to that shower. I mean, the shower after this podcast.
Because I feel fucking dirty.
Right.
So, Shay, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you originally get into The Simpsons?
You know what? I wish I had this, like, sentimental story behind it where it's like, oh, I used to watch it always with my dad.
Yeah.
And it's really just, I found it when I was a kid and I was like, this is amazing.
Right.
And so I just kind of kept up that momentum as long as I could. So I've been watching Simpsons since literally as long as I can remember. I have seasons 1 through 12 on DVD.
Those are the seasons I have.
Did you tape them when you were younger? Like, did you record them?
I did not. I wasn't savvy enough to think to do stuff like that as a child. If I remembered the fact that, like, we have a DVR now and I still watch the commercials.
The commercials are the best part.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For more Simpsons episodes.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I've loved them forever. I have a Life in Hell rabbit tattoo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is my...
You do not have a Simpsons tattoo?
Not directly Simpsons, no.
Okay.
No.
Are you thinking about getting a Simpsons tattoo?
I am. I you know, it's got to last forever, so I got to find the right thing. And every time I think, you know, oh, do I want Marge on me for my whole life?
right.
Do you have an idea of what it might be?
Probably something with Mrs. Krabappel.
Oh.
She's my favorite.
Oh,
so,
wow, yeah.
She's great.
So are you a classic? I'm just stealing the questions that Neil uses on his My Two Cents thing. But are you a classic seasons only? Do you, like, what are your classic, you know, what's your classic run, do you think?
I would say season 12 is the first season that I get to that I'm like, I don't need to finish this episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch, you know, it's something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So definitely would put that as my classic run there. But I do try to catch it every once in a while because, you know, unfortunately, it's not like where it used to be where it was like 18 out of 24 episodes were amazing.
Right.
Now it's like 4. But
yeah.
When you catch that one of 4, they're great.
Yeah.
There just needs to be some kind of a Simpsons strainer where you can just you can just put the whole season through and then only the best ones are left. And
there we
just...
go.
And even if it's just the best jokes of the certain, like...
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the Simpsons episode's only 45 seconds long. All right.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Season 15 is only 8 seconds long. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a crotch joke.
But a good crotch.
Yeah.
No. Cool. Well, we have asked all of our guests, Neil, if they have their top.
We asked all of Neil.
Oh, yeah. All of Neil.
Don't qualify it.
If they have a top 5, would love to hear your top 5.
Absolutely. In no particular order, but these are the 5 episodes that I will watch over and over again, and I usually average about watching them once a week, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Really?
At least one of them.
Wow.
Really?
Usually
wow.
More. Yeah, I really like The Simpsons. Bart's friend falls in love.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That is an episode that, like, thinking back, I remember watching that one when it aired and being like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
That is a really good, I feel like that's one I forget about too. I mean, I don't like, It's just one that I don't put on lists, but it's such a good episode.
That, that might be one of the first ones where they were really treating Milhouse like a person.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he wasn't just this side guy who always gets the shit, you know, either beaten out of him or on him.
Right.
That's four, right? Season four?
Three, I think.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's three. If not, it is four then.
Cool.
Well, how four of season three?
How very season four of season three?
I think that has a great line about like living in the age of cooties.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I still say to people, I go up to them and go, you know, like, Sam, snip on the boy.
That's right. That's got a great Krabappel line in there, too.
Oh, she's faking it.
That's right. That whole scene is really
And now
funny.
That you know what how to do it, don't.
Right. I really wish that some animator would actually animate that fuzzy bunny, like missing chunk of the...
You want this bunny sex?
I want to see what it would look like, yes. I want to know what all the kids are just like, oh, and also I want to see her faking it. If she's clearly faking it, I want to know what it looks
like. So when you were a kid, basically, you didn't like that part. You're like, why aren't they showing it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Man.
That prevented me from masturbating.
Ever.
I can't do it now.
But that's the only episode.
Oh, yeah. All the rest of them are easy squeezy.
Well, on that note, Homer's Phobia.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
that's the one with John Waters in it as the guest.
Man, yeah, I know that
man
one.
A man named John.
Yeah, right.
That's right. I know that one so little.
Zap.
Yeah, it is so good. And he takes him to the gay
steel mill. Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
We work hard, we play hard.
That's right. Dad, why'd you take me to a gay steel mill?
Yeah, and it's just got so many good lines. It's such a good, like, little message in there about, you know, Homer being so clearly wrong.
Mm-hmm. And him trying and him not really realizing. He's like, I just want the best for my son, but he's wrong. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's doing it all wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. But then by the end, he gets there.
Yeah, and again, Mo and Barney are hilarious in that episode, too. Yeah. Can we come out, Mr. Gay Man?
Do anything.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Anything.
I don't know, a bunch of men going out into the woods together. It's kind of gay.
That's a good one.
So that's a great one. Mm-hmm. Viva Ned Flanders.
Oh, really?
I love Viva Ned Flanders.
What is that one?
That's the one. That's the one where Ned realizes, they all find out Ned is 60, is that right? 50, 60?
Yeah, 60, yeah.
And he realizes, and they're like, you've never lived a day in your life, so he has Homer teach him how to live, and they end up going to Vegas.
Okay.
And then the hilarity ensues.
What season is that?
That's 10, later.
I think it's 10.
Wow.
I think it's 10,
that is a later one, yeah.
That's one of the ones that gets strained out.
Yeah.
Right. That was when we were talking about they blow up Mr. Burns' casino.
Yes.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch the implosion.
Implosion.
Ah, Don Rickles got you, Marge. You only move twice.
Cool.
I'm sure that's on everyone's and everything.
Scorpio,
yeah. Great one. Can't leave that one out. Yeah. And then,
I think we watched it in the last episode. Or not last episode.
Couple back.
Lucky ducks. And then last but certainly not least, and this might be my favorite episode if I really, like, gun to my head kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Lisa versus Malibu Stacy.
Oh,
Lisa versus Malibu. I love the whole side gag about how she really was Barbie.
Yeah.
I love the whole Smithers thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The last time we watched that one, I remember I noticed that Dr. Colossus is one of her ex-husbands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who then later on
yeah.
is in jail in the Mr. Burns. Who's your
all
Mr.
my
Burns?
Stuff is there.
Right.
All my stuff is there. Yeah.
And who's the guest star in that episode?
It's Kathleen Turner.
She's hilarious in that episode.
So good.
Especially if that child pays $1,400 for that one or something.
What was that?
That was
good work, Lisa.
Kudos.
Oh, yeah. And then when Joe shows up.
Yeah.
Won't you come away with me in my mobile command?
God, so good. I also love, it's just a pure sight gag of her going, you know, but not now, I'm too drunk.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
And then she's just sitting there and then just takes a sip, and that's all it is.
I'll come back tomorrow. Yeah.
And then later on, she has the great moment of throwing her scotch into the fire.
Yes.
And then just like, let's do it.
That's a great animated moment, too. Oh, like her hair.
All of you, multiple hair. From a
design.
Right. I love that. That was a great Simpsons being aware of, yes, of themselves, of just like, she's like looking at them like, oh, mm-hmm, Jesus. God.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Excellent. Cool. Well, I think I can move on to the quiz portion.
Oh, okay.
Just before we go into the episode.
Ooh.
So this quiz trivia or quiveria.
It will make us quiver.
I'm just gonna say I'm sick for this episode too, because
Sam is always sick.
I'm pretty much always sick.
Yeah.
So this one is I'm going to name a headline from a Simpsons episode, and then you all need to guess the episode. Guess what episode that was in.
And who wrote it?
And who wrote it?
And the producer.
And, right, exactly. And right, exactly. Which Korean animator did specifically the comic book guy?
Jeff Albertson, you mean?
Oh, wow.
Holy shit, you're good.
Wow.
No, watch me fail this.
Okay, so, and also, each one of these has a bonus part of the question as well.
Cool. And are we doing it as, you'll give us the trivia, we'll watch an episode, come back.
Yes. So we'll have some time to think about it too. And those of you in your cars will not have a lot of time at all. So the first one is, the headline is, Big Fat Man Has Big Fat Heart. So you have to name the episode, and then the bonus question is, for this one, what is the lower headline?
Oof. Okay.
And it's related. It's like, if you think about it, it's definitely related to the top headline in some way.
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, it's Big Fat Man Has Big Fat Heart.
Cool. And I've got the episode, but I don't know what the lower headline is.
Okay.
No.
All right. Why don't you just keep it to yourself?
Okay. All right.
Do we want to do the pattern?
Yeah, let's... Yeah. Oh, do we want to say the pattern
You
first?
Guys can guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in last episode, Warren always has a... what we call, what me and Sam call, Warren's pattern palooza.
Oh, wait for it.
All right.
There we are. We have
Little sound throw effects. In some sound effects there. Right. It's a pretty great podcast, Shay. yeah.
There might be sound effects covering all of this conversation.
I just turn into a car horn.
Right. What sound effect would represent Shay?
It's just a clip from my favorite episode. It's just the dog going, "Don't ask me, I'm just a girl."
As long as you're cool with it, all right, that's fine.
So Warren gave us three episodes to watch over the break, and they all have something in common. So we actually did watch it. And Warren, what were the episodes again?
They were Homer Badman, Lisa the Simpson, and Treehouse of Horror 2.
Okay. And Sam and I actually did watch them, and we think we got it. At one point in all three episodes, the Simpsons are on the floor eating candy.
That is it.
Yeah!
It was a great moment of realization that we had, because we watched the first two and we were like, I don't know, like maybe, and we had a guess.
Yeah, because in the first one, it's Homer Badman and Homer's on TV, like he goes on and, you know, gives a little announcement. In the second one, Lisa does the same thing.
Okay.
So we were like, oh, okay, they're all going to be on TV.
Right, they're
point.
All on TV giving, like talking about, like, you know, something, like,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was not it. No. And then it happened, I think it was maybe just, like, during the opening, like, credits of the Treehouse of Horror 2.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty early,
and it was just, and then it was just a great moment of like, oh, they're all eating candy on the floor. That's the connection. good. Let's watch Roger Rabbit. I want to watch Roger Rabbit now.
So is Warren going to let go of your loved ones now? Is that...
Well, the thumbs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. And actually, we noticed we were going to say that it was Bart, Homer, and Lisa all eat candy on the floor, but Lisa actually does not eat candy on the floor in Lisa the Simpson.
Right?
Yeah,
she almost does.
Yeah,
and then they're covered in chocolate, and they're just
that's
like,
right,
"Join us!"
It's kind of funny when I thought about it too. That like that's the episode. She's done it twice before, but in that episode, she's like, "No, I can't do this. You guys are animals." It's like, right, you've done it in two other episodes,
right?
And you've been eight the whole time. So you did it like a couple months ago.
Right. Each episode is a day. Is that?
Yeah,
that
I think so. Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Does that?
It's just work? Yeah. All those Treehouse of Horrors are just different parts of one Halloween.
Right.
I just thought of a really weird thought. Is the animators keeping the Simpson family and children the same age the same thing as people keeping cows small when they make veal, like keeping them trapped in cages? And it's like delicious, but it's also like really bad for the cow. Where'd
so
everybody go?
Episode are they
gonna watch? So seasons 1 through 11 are...
Watch it be Lisa the Vegetarian.
Oh, here we go. All right. We'll ruminate on that. let's get a season through a random number generator. Warren, give us 1 through 11.
All right. So the season will be season 9.
Season 9. All right.
Get the strainer.
And season 9 has 25 episodes.
25.
I believe it starts with the principal and the pauper, right?
I think... actually, it's City of New York versus Homer Simpson.
Oh.
Its second episode is Principal and the Pauper.
Interesting. Well, we'll be watching episode 10.
Episode 10 is... Oh, we've already watched it, actually. Miracle
really?
On Evergreen Terrace.
Oh, okay.
And we watched that last week.
Well,
oh, that's right.
Do another...
The last episode.
And we'll be watching episode 21.
Episode 21 is Girly Edition, directed by Mark Kirkland, written by Larry Doyle. First aired April 19th, 1998. Girly Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's watch The Simpsons.
Everything turn. There is a season turn. Add their time to every purpose under heaven.
Kids News! Girly Edition. That was a great episode. I forgot how good that episode is.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
You've got the kids' news stuff, and you've also got Mojo, which it's amazing. I don't know. It seems like a kind of silly. Obviously, it's a silly idea to throw a monkey in and just have Homer hang out with a helper monkey.
Yeah,
It seems almost cheap in a way, but
it seems
funny.
It seems almost like they came up with the B plot and the A plot separately, and they were like, these could work together.
Right. Neither of these can make a full 20 minutes.
Right. But. Yeah.
Right. But. Although, interestingly enough, it says here, this is Larry Doyle's first episode. He conceived both the main plot and the subplot. The subplot about Mojo was inspired by the film Monkey Shines.
Yeah. Which actually caused, I have a severe phobia of monkeys.
Really?
Because of Monkey Shines.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've only ever seen the cover of Monkey Shines, and it's like a monkey holding this like mirrory blade, and it looks really scary.
Yeah, because you didn't come every Halloween and I do like a movie marathon.
And there was
and
one year
we watched Monkey Shines.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys understand why I have a severe phobia of monkeys.
Yeah,
well, there's
right?
a part where the monkey comes out of his back, right?
Right, there's some really weird... Yeah.
He comes out of his back?
It's like a dream sequence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow. Did you see it when you were young?
Yeah. Far too young.
Yeah.
I could
like,
see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that really kind of freaking you out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny now. The movie's bad. Like, the movie
is,
like, stupid. Isn't there a weird, like... He's in a wheelchair the whole time, right? One of the like the main character.
The monkey?
No. Sorry, the main character.
It's just the reversal you don't see coming.
Yeah.
That's
And I just I remember
they hide his wheelchair for like the whole like first half of the movie.
Yeah. That's why he gets so mad. He's been bullied.
No, I do remember there's a really awkward sex scene in the movie involving like the fact that he can't use his legs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so the monkey
yeah.
helps.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's why he's got the.
I got a new podcast.
I'm sorry, guys. Did we not state that this was an erotic thriller?
Oh my God! Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't. I wouldn't. They're just so separate ideas, but they're both fun ideas.
Yeah.
They're both really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little bit confused. So what's called? It's called Girly Edition.
Uh huh.
But there's nothing really girly.
No.
No, I'm not sure why it's called.
I think it's just the play on early edition.
And it's Lisa's show. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Lisa's.
Because really, Bart makes it more girly than Lisa does.
Yeah. Lisa's trying to be a man about things, and Bart's being all girly. That's. I'm gonna. You guys finish up. I'm gonna go into my room. I'll stick around.
Sam, what was the couch gag? No chalkboard gag.
No chalkboard gag. The couch gag was a live action hand comes onto the screen and spins the couch, spins the Simpsons who are on the couch, and then they all spread out like it was this kind of
like spin art.
Spin art.
Kind of spin art. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. A couple of other little fun factoids. The Krusty the Clown show is 3 hours and 10 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. They not cut anymore. Down to 10 minutes.
They cut the hobo parade down to a lean 20.
Yeah. Right. here's a weird did you guys watch what was the clown?
Bozo?
Yeah, Bozo. Did you guys watch Bozo when you were kids?
Yes. Yeah. On WGN, yeah.
You didn't watch it?
No. I grew up in the South, though.
Oh, okay. It was pretty long, wasn't it? Wasn't it like, I don't think it was 3 hours, but it might have been like 2 hours long.
6 a.m. to like 9 or something like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was it that long?
It was pretty long.
Yeah. Sesame Street is long.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Kids shows are long sometimes. Yeah,
yeah, I guess it's just kind of like, just sit your kid in front of the TV. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's like, yeah, we'll take care of your kid for as long as you need. No problem there.
Yeah, I remember Bozo being pretty long, so I guess that's kind of the joke in certain respects.
Right. Shay, what part of the South did you grow up in?
Georgia.
Okay, you guys gonna get WGN down there?
We got, like, the only time I remember watching WGN is when, like, games got rained out.
Oh, okay,
rain delay theater kind of stuff.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because in Arkansas, WGN was, like, a big station.
Yeah.
So I watched all the Chicago stuff.
Yeah.
No, I watched, I mean, like, growing up, I watched a lot of PBS, though. Mm. So
nerd.
Right.
Did you see that nerd?
Pardon me?
She's right here, Warren.
Pardon me?
Somebody
has spiked the punch. Don't worry about it. We've called all of your parents.
They'll be here to pick you up shortly.
Did you watch Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers as well?
No, my mom didn't like Mr. Rogers for some reason. Still don't understand that one. So I didn't grow up watching Mr. Rogers, but a lot of like Ghost Rider and Bill Nye.
Yeah.
And Sesame Street. And then like there always seemed to be these like one-off morning kid shows that I remember. Like one was hosted by a model and I don't remember what else happened besides that. Or like I remember only bits and pieces because a lot of those shows, if you think back, a lot of them were cartoons.
Yeah.
Fluffer in between that. Yeah. So I was like, I remember watching Hong Kong Phooey, but I'm sure there was a before and after.
Right. Someone thing. Introducing the cartoons. Yeah.
Right. Or there was one on Nickelodeon where they did that, where they aired the old cartoons and the guy did puppets where it was just his head and then puppet body.
Man,
challenge to your listeners, figure that out.
Even Pee-wee's Playhouse did like the penny cartoons and those public domain cartoons in between stuff. Yeah,
makes me think of Shining Time Station too.
Yeah.
Oh well.
With George Carlin.
Ringo Starr.
That's right.
Crap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the main chicken is from Greece. The pink haired chick from Greece is the chick.
Oh, that's right.
Is like the manager of. Shining Time Station.
Oh, that's right.
I totally forgot. I don't think I ever even realized that show had those people in it. Like, I watched it, but now it's like, oh, holy crap. Yeah, that was that was George Carlin.
Right. Yeah, wow. Well, anyway, back to the episode
of
Shining Time Station that we watched. a couple of things. I never quite knew what Willie said when Bart jumped into the pile of leaves, but apparently he said, "Ah, me pile! It's been raped of its bonniness." And it's
because now we all understand it.
Right. Yeah. Now that you say it exactly like he does,
right? Duh, guys. Bonnie, like a little. Means like small. Like is that?
Like he's always saying, like, oh, it's like a bonnie morning out.
It's like, I think it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, like a beautiful. Yeah. Oh, so now it's not a beautiful pile anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Now I really understand. Homer enjoys bubble crumb, just another one of the great little bits, like made up products.
Yeah, where it's a cracker.
Peanuts and gum.
Right. Nuts and yeah. Like
yeah,
it
nuts
seems
and
like
gum.
It yeah. seems like it's stuff that's like specifically made for idiots like Homer.
Right.
Like,
right.
They're just like, he'll buy it.
Where it has like, what was it? Bubble gum with a cracker center.
With a cracker crunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really loved God, what was the actual like name of the store that they got Mojo? It was something like Assistant and Animals.
Animal Assistance
Program.
Yeah, but it was like Assistance was spelled with a T, so it was like they're your assistant.
Oh,
And it was what was the line?
The line underneath it was as felt in Braille Weekly, which was pretty great. I always thought it was kind of funny that she says she goes through all the. The lines like zip, zork, kapowza. And then she says at the very end, like, any way you say it, it spells Mazuma in the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't look it up, but do you guys know what Mazuma, like,
I think she's,
I mean, it's money, but does it come from, is there
no,
something...
No, I think that was, that's the gag, is that she's just saying these words that don't mean anything. There's right. like yeah. these buzzwords that she's making up.
That she's
and that's where Lisa's like, Zork? What does Zork mean?
I didn't say that.
Right. I didn't say Zork. this is great. The line, pray for mojo, was written by George Meyer, and he cited it as his favorite personal contribution to The Simpsons. Yeah, that's his favorite line that he's written.
It's great. Yeah, I think we actually all had a moment of, like, when we started watching, we were like, oh, this is the Pray for Mojo episode.
Yeah, yeah. It's also the first appearance of the crazy cat lady.
Right, which we were all kind of... Well, I know I was surprised.
Yeah, that it's season. It takes till season 9 that we see Crazy Cat Lady.
Yeah,
and she like Disco Stew. She started as just a one joke kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah,
which and she's hilarious in it too. Like yeah. that she comes back.
I do love that they've essentially told Tress MacNeille, it's like, okay, we want you to be the crazy cat later on Futurama, but now you get to talk.
That's right.
And that's just what the character is.
What character is that on Futurama?
I don't... She's probably called Crazy Cat Lady, but she's the one that, like...
She's the one that, like, Frink... Farnsworth, like once she wants him to go over to her house more often.
Yes.
And he's like, your house smells horrible. Like, it smells of like cat piss.
Is she also the one that always her phrase is whatcha call it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like a whatcha call it person? Is it like that? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. A couple of awards that Kent Brockman has, several Iron Mics, Golden Quaffs,
Newsies.
Right.
Newsies.
And an award, the only award that Del Monte gives.
The highest award.
And it's just a bronze can of Del Monte. That's the second Del Monte joke I can think of in The Simpsons too. It's really brief, but I think in
it's the assassin guy.
Yeah, is it Who Shot Mr. Burns?
Yes. No. It's
the one where they're trying to kill. Oh, no, it's Hellfish.
Yes.
Flying Hellfish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's just eating it. Del Monte.
Del Monte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ucaramba.
I was almost going to say it was the one where they have to go off the air because Sideshow Bob is calling all of the, he's saying, like, no more TV.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, gracias, Channel 8, y super gracias, Goya. Yes, but that's Goya.
It ends with a great joke, which is Lisa and Bart are, working together, and it's a new and improved kids news, and then it gets canceled immediately,
mm-hmm.
and it's replaced by, Sam, what was it again? I don't have
it. It was the Mars and Mattel Bar Quick Energy Chocobot Hour.
Right. Which they reference at the beginning and say it's barely
right.
legal.
It's barely legal as it is.
Right.
And Sam, what were the names?
So the names that we heard were, the bad guy is Colonel Kataffy. And there's four of them, but we only hear three of their names. And the names are Major Nougat, Gooey, and Coco. And that's it. And we don't hear...
Guys, who would you choose, like, if you were playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a Coco.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Coco seems like the smaller Pee-wee kind of version of all of them.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe funny. He's like maybe the Michelangelo of the group.
You guys all can't be Coco, right? Someone has to be the Yellow Ranger.
Somebody's got to be General Kataffy.
I'll be the unnamed.
He has Reese's peanut butter cups for shoulder pads.
For shoulder pads. I do. That's pretty badass.
He's mysterious to me. We don't know his name.
Okay, so do you want to be Gooey or do you want to be Major Nougat?
Oh, I'm a Gooey.
Okay, all right.
So you're Major Nougat.
So I guess I'm Major Nougat, which seems to be maybe the Leonardo, but the guy with no name was giving the orders, so
right.
he's maybe the Leonardo.
You don't have to.
Maybe he's the Raphael.
No, we have to figure this out.
I just you liken every character to which one is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
That's all of the archetypes, and they're covered in the Ninja Turtles.
I'm not kidding. Sam did this while we were watching Friends earlier. It's like, oh, Chandler was totally Raphael.
He is. Okay,
wow.
Chandler is Raphael, Joey is Michelangelo, and Ross is kind of a mixture of Leonardo and Donatello. More Donatello, and there just is no Leonardo.
And Monica is Rocksteady.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, Ross is more of the brunette chick that's April O'Neil.
Yeah, that's
friend.
True. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. The one with the big, huge ponytail. That's right.
Which, I will tell you, at one point, I was going to go as April O'Neil for Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And so I looked up April O'Neil and I went to images and no, do not ever Google April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Without Safe Search on.
Really?
It is all not just porn, but weird porn.
Yeah.
Like the people that are really into like, have you ever seen this like subculture where like you eat until you're engorged and like these like guys get off the pictures of like,
it's like
people with huge stomachs that
huge
are like,
boobs
I can't
and huge
eat anymore.
Stomachs, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
I've never heard of that.
It yeah, I'm totally April. Shocked by this. What do you mean? This is insane. I'm outraged. I'm writing a letter to the congressman right now. I'm going to go on Google real quick.
April. no, engorged porn. That's
it's weird.
Yeah, it's really. I have seen it, and it's really weird. Yeah,
I think that's what they were going for in this episode, right? That the when Mojo gets all big.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh
I
mean, yeah,
I was turned on.
Listen, I'm just here to help you understand your feelings. they asked me to come, and
guys, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much. By the way, I do like back on the episode really quick, and we can move on to the next one. I did like how. Getting a monkey for Homer made him even more slovenly.
Yes. Like,
yeah,
it made
yeah.
him. It was. It's
it was just.
A it's
cow.
A helper monkey, but he
like
even becomes
hole.
Worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
He ruins the monkey, and the monkey ruins him.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I love it. I love it whenever Homer gets a buddy who just really likes Homer and like hanging out, and it's like, oh, this is gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Homer's best when he's with Marge, and like Marge keeps him in check.
Right.
If Homer has like a drinking, eating, slobby buddy.
Yeah,
things go bad.
The Rodney Dangerfield episode, I think, is a great.
Yeah,
right. That's a really good example of that.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So let's all right,
cool. Let's do the trivia real quick.
Oh, right.
Okay. So once again, the question is the headline that you need to name the episode is "Big Fat Man Has Big Fat Heart," and the bonus question is what is the lower headline?
Anybody else know the episode?
I'm going to take a guess. I think it's, is it Homer Loves Flanders?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Yeah, because it's where Homer, he's helping out at the soup kitchen, but really just wanting Flanders to leave. So he's like, oh, come on, let's hurry this up.
Do you know the second line?
I do not know the subtitle. Do you know, Shay?
No.
I want to say it's something like Little Man is Pure Evil or something like that. Or it's
very, very close. Yeah. That's definitely on the right track. The lower headline is Little Thin Man Accused in Robbery.
That's it. Yeah.
And I love that it's not like convicted in robbery or like he robs bank. It's like he's just accused. He could be. And actually, since the headline above it is Big Fat Man Has Big Fat Heart, is like, it's not exactly true because he was just doing that so they could leave.
Yeah.
He was doing it really fast. He was like, oh, come on, Flanders, let's get out of here. And then that was my really good Homer impression, by the way. So it's basically like the first headline is false. So that makes me think that the lower headline is also false. Like Little Thin Man Accused in Robbery is just this guy's like, what do you got? I didn't rob that thing.
That's what the next season of Serial is going to be about.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. You guys seen Serial?
No. I don't think you can see it, can you?
Serial.
What's that?
I don't think you can see it, can you?
You can if you're on a lot of psilocybin.
If you come to my experimental theater company, we're doing all of Serial over nine weeks.
You got to be eating Serial for my when you're watching Serial too.
Obviously,
I've had a lot of psilocybin.
All right, what's you have a new trivia?
Yeah, the next one is the next headline that you need to guess the episode is America's favorite pencil. Number two is number one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That is a tough one.
That's a toughie. And the bonus question is, what is the name of the paper?
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Hint is, it's not the Springfield Shopper.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, the question, the headline is, America's favorite pencil, number two is number one, and name the paper, the headline.
All right.
Or don't. You don't have to.
Do whatever you want, really. Okay, give us number 12 through 26.
Do 26. I put 25 in. So we go 12 through 26. We get season 18.
Season 18. That's right before the movie season. Mm. And give us a number 1 through 22.
And that would be
18. Oh, yeah. All right. This is our danger zone.
Oh, my God.
Our danger zone pick for today is The Boys of Bummer, directed by Rob Oliver and written by Michael Price. First aired April 29th, 2007. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen this.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyone seen it? Have you? Anyone?
I mean, like, once I see it, I might know, but off the top of my head, I don't.
All right.
What's it called again?
The Boys of Bummer. This is an Al Jean episode, everyone.
Oh.
All right, everyone. Let's buckle up.
All right. Strap in.
Tissues? Do we have tissues for tears?
We have tissues, not for tears.
Oh, okay.
I got to go on Google only. Real quick.
Not sad tissues.
Engorgement.
Heart stinks. Yeah, yeah. Heart stinks. Heart stinks. Yeah, yeah, heart stinks. Well, my favorite song, Ruined.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
The Boys of Bummer. Not a bad episode,
no.
actually.
Not
I
bad at all.
I apologize to Mr. Al Jean for making his name a bad reference. No?
Just because there's one solid crayon in the bunch doesn't mean the rest aren't broken.
That's a good point.
It's true. No, and it's cool that, you know, it does make me... It does make me want to see the rest of them. The ones that are bad from, like, this season make me go, I need to stop doing this to myself. Why am I watching these episodes? But then episodes like that, which are, you know, admittedly from almost 8 years ago, make me want to watch the rest of them. It's like, oh, man, there's some good jokes in here. I really want to see it.
I think you guys liked it more than I did.
I thought it was okay.
Maybe it's a distance thing then at this point. Because maybe in, like, 10 years, we'll look back on the ones that are airing now and... Maybe that nostalgia will put enough of an effect on it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't think it was like a classic episode, but, and I would have, when I was 18 and starting to get mad at what it was becoming, I probably would really hate this episode, but yeah, something about it, like there were really good jokes. So, the episode was about...
Oh, yes.
Basically, Bart, they're on the Little League team, the Isotots, against Shelbyville, And Bart doesn't make the catch and loses the pennant for everyone, and he just becomes this extra hated figure in Springfield.
Yeah, everyone just hates him, yeah.
Right? That's the main idea. Oh, and also there's the mattress.
Right. The B plot is Homer becomes a mattress salesman, and then the B plot goes even further, and he sells a mattress to the Lovejoys, who end up hating the mattress. So then Homer trades mattresses with the Lovejoys.
Because they can't have sex.
Because they can't have sex.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it until now, but yeah, but what a scattered B plot. I mean, it was funny, it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
but,
it connected. Like, it definitely went from, A to B to C. Mm-hmm. It got a little bit wacky, but it didn't feel like it couldn't have been a classic episode kind of B plot, or A plot for that matter. Like it seems simple enough, whereas like Bart loses the Little League game and then the town hates him. It's like, oh yeah, that's not like Stephen Colbert comes to town or something. It's seems organic.
Yeah, and
I don't think
there were any guest stars actually, now that I think about it.
I don't think so.
I noticed Helen Lovejoy's voice sounded weird, but I couldn't find any reference that it wasn't. What was her name? Should I just said it?
Tress McNeil?
No.
Marshall Wallace? Marshall Wallace is one.
Yeah, no.
Shit, no, I just... Maggie Roswell.
Yes.
Yeah, Maggie Roswell. Mm. Maggie Roswell did quit the show until 2002, but this is a 2007 episode. Yeah. So
right.
I don't know why it sounded different, but we were talking about how...
Sometimes their voices... Actually, I was even thinking that Quimby... I said while we were watching it that it sounded different, but Quimby sounds more like Homer in this. Mm. Like, he's like... Castellaneta is almost like
It's not Castellaneta.
As Quimby?
Quimby. Isn't Quimby Hank Azaria?
No, I think it's Castellaneta.
I thought it was Castellaneta.
Really?
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah. If it's not, I'm insanely surprised because it just sounded that much more like... Because Homer has a slight lisp and it gets worse as the seasons go along.
Yeah.
He has kind of elongated S's almost.
Yeah.
And Quimby just had that just a little bit in this.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as if the actors are getting older. You know, like it's well, like they've aged and
no, they're all still Bart's 10.
Yeah, and yeah. Right. Castellaneta is the same age he was.
Right, he's like 36 or whatever. Yeah.
They record an episode. They put them in a spaceship doing light speed. Right. We age,
and then they all back, go watch right. Interstellar.
Yeah,
and are slightly disappointed.
What was the couch gag?
So the couch gag was a very simple musical chairs couch gag. Mm-hmm. Almost so simple that it's like. Yeah, it could have been a little better. Like yeah. it was like they were just playing musical chairs. They all sat down.
Pop goes the Weasel.
Homer,
was playing.
Right. Homer didn't get to sit down, and then he goes, and then that's it.
Right. well, Lauren likes it. Lauren only likes it but when also, it's explained. Right. Out loud.
But to be now fair, I get it.
But to be fair, Warren laughs at shapes sometimes.
Man, that rhombus. How do they get away with that stuff?
It's so slanty. Okay, so a couple of things from this one. I think this is the first time that I even noticed that the Little League in Springfield is called the Isotots.
Mm-hmm. That might have been a new thing.
I think that was a new thing.
Yeah, which is great. I like that. That totally makes sense. I really loved that Nelson, when he's pitching, he punches the ball to pitch. I thought that was pretty darn funny. Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of laugh out loud moments, and one of them was when the guy hires Homer as the mattress salesman just randomly, you're hired,
right. Which as a reference to Mr. Spacely in the Jetsons.
Oh, is it?
Yes, because it's that's what he says to Jetson all the time. He says you're fired, and he says it in that very like Richard Nixon like you're fired.
Yeah.
So I was like, and it was great because the timing of it was amazing. Yes. And so, like his voice actually does kind of sound like Spacely, just a little bit. And so when he says the you're fired, it was. Out of nowhere.
Yeah, and zoomed in on his face.
Whatever he had said beforehand was sufficient enough.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He was but I don't work here. And I think he goes, you do now. Yeah. And they,
right.
Out of nowhere.
Totally, didn't need to say you're hired.
Right. But it was just...
Oh, God, it was so great.
I hope in moments like that it's just like the voice actor was dicking around and they liked it. So then they just animated the extra
four seconds. Yeah, I know they at least used to do that a decent amount where they would, you know, something funny would happen and they're like, oh, just keep that in.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it does kind of seem like that.
By the way, I looked it up. Dan Castellaneta.
It is Dan Castellaneta.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, looks like somebody owes me a back rub.
Okay.
No, Warren actually does. Sorry. It was a thing we talked about.
You're going to hate it.
Should I be disappointed? I don't know why I'm disappointed.
It's okay. You can give yourself a back rub. You don't need anyone else.
Oh, Warren. Or sorry, Aaron twisted his back. He's trying to give himself a back rub.
Really fucking painful.
You know, it's really hard for me because your guys' names are both they sound very similar.
Warren and Aaron, I guess so.
Warren and Aaron. That's hard.
Wait, your name's Aaron?
Yeah. Oh, hey.
What have you been saying?
Alex.
I've just been ignoring it.
That's very nice of you. Another little piece of a little tidbit. The station for KBBL is 970 AM. It's an AM radio station. Mm-hmm. We found that out this time. And then there's a Spanish radio station called KBBL, which is QUEBBL, and that is 6:40 a.m.
Yes.
So there you are. Anyone who cares, probably me.
How about that random joke tied to the Spanish channel about the please don't fire your guns because the bullets will rain down and kill my sister.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that happens like in Spain and in countries where like people bring weapons, like they shoot, they like go nuts
and out of joy,
and out of joy, and then the bullets come down and people get injured by them. Like it's awful. Like it's really horrible,
which makes it a really funny joke.
It's real funny. Yeah, good one.
Once you deconstruct it, Jesus.
I was a big fan of the joke that Homer says where he goes. Marge was like, don't you have to get to work as a mattress salesman? And he's like, yeah, let's see where that goes.
Which is very much kind of, I mean, like we were saying, how that plot kind of goes about. It's just like stream of consciousness. Like,
yeah.
Okay, now Helen and you know, Reverend Lovejoy have this problem. And
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The bum was really funny too. Like Marge and Homer start to make out on the top of the mattress, which is on top of their car.
Right.
Half a mattress.
Half a mattress at that point. And the bum is like, oh, look. They said it's like, what, their honeymoon? The same thing as their honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the same bum.
It's the same bum, even.
The same bum.
I knew you kids would make it.
And then he goes up to Homer and he grabs his belly. And goes, you got fat. That I would even almost say, is a similar kind of thing as the you're hired.
Yeah.
It's just a little unnecessary, little fun moment.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And that makes this episode like, wow, like that's great. Like they were just having fun. Like they weren't, it seemed very spontaneous and very much not like badly written, like just like somebody on it. Like it was just kind of like, it'd be funny if the bum goes up to Homer and just
jiggles his
belly. So the name of the mattress that the Lovejoys hated and traded with Homer and Marge was the Snuggalux by Matrimonium. So I thought that was pretty funny. I wrote down that Marge needs glasses. About Marge. So it's like something like that. Marge needs glasses, and the fact that Marge dyes her hair, like she's actually gray and she dyes her hair, makes me just little things like, oh, wow. Like Marge is a little, like keeping up appearances kind of. Yeah. Like she kind of wants to look good and I don't know. It's weird. It seems almost out of character for Marge. But it almost deepens her character that much more.
Well, remember the Chanel suit episode?
Right.
That's true, yeah.
She really does have that kind of drive to her. Yeah. I did like, in this episode, it didn't feel like anybody... If anybody was acting out of character, it didn't... It was for a joke that worked, like, for the most part. Like, sometimes when I get upset about, like, new episodes, it's because I'm like, that doesn't work at all for that character. They shouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. But and the one time I felt like that was with Flanders, but it was still funny. Like, Flanders said something to Rod or Todd about getting his, what was it?
Oh, the thinner.
Give me my thinner, boy.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But that's in the don't go in their closet or something. I said get it or something like that. Yeah, and that was really funny. Okay, cool.
I don't think there's any, let's see. There's a picture of Jessica Lovejoy in the Lovejoy's house.
Yes.
Little Easter egg there. Yeah. Springfield, one of the names, like one of the like slogans for the town, is the meanest city in America.
I did like what you mentioned too, that they had like "We Hate Bart" written every day
on the sign. Yeah, and then just as soon as she shames him, the sign just goes down into the people and comes back up and says, "We're sorry."
I think they've done that in another episode too with the B Sharps. Because it was, we hate Barney.
Oh, yeah.
But like, or it's like Barney bad, Wiggum good or something.
Yeah.
And then he sings and then you cut back to the crowd.
Automatically.
And they already have like, we love Barney.
Yeah.
Signs already. That was amazing.
Mo was pretty good in this episode too. I my favorite character is definitely Mo, and they had some good, nice little Mo moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And him streaking just because, to try to... I don't know, do the do-over or whatever.
Totally. Yeah, totally. And it was actually kind of neat to see the town come together and be helpful.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't really want to, but they were like, all right, we'll redo this. So at the end of the episode, did we say that already? At the end of the episode, Bart feels so bad about having dropped this ball and everyone hates him so much that he kind of starts to lose it. And the town agrees to redo the game so Bart can catch the fly ball. And so they do it, but
it
takes Bart 78 tries to actually catch the ball. But the town did it for him. Like they were all like kind of like coming together and basically supporting Bart. So that was really nice. That was actually a town coming together moment in a later episode.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good.
Okay, so your headline.
Oh yeah. So yeah, the headline. Once again, it was America's favorite pencil. Number two is number one. And the bonus would be name of the paper.
I have no idea. Is it from one of the school-based episodes, maybe?
It is... No. Mm-mm. No, it's not.
Do you guys have any idea?
The only thing I could think of was whatever Rod and Todd call their little... You remember they have the little screen?
Printmaker? Yeah. No. It's
no.
Not,
okay.
Not it.
I can remember that being a headline, but I can't think of the context.
Was it a big thing?
It?
Was it like Newsweek?
It was very, very close.
Timely.
No, and that's even closer, but it's not quite.
Timely.
Keep going. Keep going. You're almost right. So the episode was Homer Defined. And that was the one where Homer accidentally saves the town from nuclear disaster.
Yeah, pulling a Homer.
Right. That's right.
So then it's Homer's in the dictionary. And it's just the paper that he's reading at the very beginning of the episode. That one's tough because it really has no tie.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's reading U.S. of A. Today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's kind of the only time that I remember, really, that they're reading a newspaper at the kitchen table or anywhere, and it's not the Springfield Shopper.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was relatively early on. I think maybe that was
third season, maybe. Right. Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's third.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then there's even a little graphic on the front page of like a number two pencil, like making a muscle, like this right. Being like grr. Anyway, so the next one and last one is, and this one's a bit tricky. All right.
The last one was hard too.
It was hard, but wasn't tricky.
All right.
Also, that I feel like I'm giving a bad hint. That don't read too much.
It's not Run DMC.
Never mind. No. Okay. So the headline is President Simpson wins Super Bowl.
Okay.
President Simpson wins Super Bowl.
Definitely dream sequence.
And yeah. Yes, and it's tricky.
Stop that.
The bonus question is, what was the headline right before that? Oh, so it's basically Homer is like imagining this headline. Yeah. Oh, and I gave away who was thinking about it too. That's
well, I mean, I don't.
Or whoever it was.
That's the trick. It was actually Mark.
So right before that, he imagines a different headline.
That's right.
So what's the episode and what's the other headline?
Okay.
Also, is this fun? You guys don't like this. This might not be. Anyway, that's the question.
All right. 1 through 11.
Back to the classics.
Right. Woo. So it'll be season 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like it. Okay. And episode 1 through 22.
22. We have episode 17.
17. Mm. Oh, man. Last Exit to Springfield. This is one of the best episodes ever.
Yeah.
Last Exit to Springfield.
It's somebody's last episode as well.
Oh, really?
It's one of the big writers.
Really?
Or producers or something like that. I think it's one of his.
Last episode written by Jay Kogan and Wally Walidarsky, actually. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, if you listen to the roundtable discussion that Conan O'Brien did with a bunch of the writers.
Yeah.
I think it was mentioned in there.
Uh-huh.
If not, it was a Reddit AMA.
Yeah, yeah. That does sound familiar.
So
it definitely stands out of all of the classics.
It is one of those that always ends up in a lot of people's top fives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, it's a really super
well, anything with a nice little musical number.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Is... Ooh, now I know what I'm going to put in between.
And here it is. Let's segue into that right now. Last Exit to Springfield.
Here you go.
Come gather round, children, it's high time you learned about a hero named Homer and a devil named Burns. We'll march till we drop, the girls and the fellas. We'll fight till the death or else fold like umbrellas. So we'll march day and night by the big cooling tower. They have the plant, but we have the power.
Now, Last Exit to Springfield. Yeah.
They just heard it. They
yeah,
heard
that's
it
true. Yeah, thing, yeah.
So,
Great episode.
Yeah.
Named Entertainment Weekly named it the best episode of the series.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a lot of fans say that it's the best episode, and it's hard to argue.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. There's not a misstep in there.
No.
Yeah. And it almost seems like every single thing that happens is either a reference to something or has a double meaning.
Yes.
Or like there's like so it's like there's so many things going on that you're just like you could watch it like that was the probably like 15th time I've seen it and I was like I was still noticing new things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's weird to think of how many times. Definitely. I feel like I've seen it more than 15. I can't. I just have no idea, though. You know, like, I never started counting. So.
Right.
But yeah, I've seen it so many times, and I still crack up in certain parts, like the dog being in the...
I lost my shit when I was a kid. I remember that was one of the, like, best laughs as a child that I've had.
So yeah, the whole sequence where Burns and Smithers go through the... you know, they're going to shut off the power in Springfield, and there's they have the whole Batman-ish sequence, and then they get to the actual place where they can shut it down, and it looks terrible, and there's a screen
right
door.
There's like
a stray dog.
It's not secure at all.
Mr. Burns' reaction is like, go for the love
of God. God's sake.
And so real quickly, just to summarize the episode. So what happens is there's a strike. For those Simpsons fans, I'm sure you've
who hasn't seen Last Exit to Springfield,
but is listening to this podcast.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, actually, most of our listeners have never even heard of the Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah,
they don't speak English. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we're very popular in Portuguese bathrooms for some reason. Not sure why.
People find it soothing to go number two when they hear it.
Right.
I've been told by many Portuguese people.
Well, you're just assuming they're Portuguese.
That's true.
But the summary is basically is that Homer becomes the union president, and they go on strike to get the dental plan for Lisa. So the B plot is Lisa gets braces and then at the end they get the dental plan, and Burns turns off the power as a power move.
Heyo!
Thank you, everyone.
We can edit that, right?
Yeah, that's not staying in.
Make it funnier.
I'll put a couple of sound effects on it, and it'll be a little better. So that's pretty much it.
It has one of the gags that I would put in maybe the top five gags of all times in The Simpsons, which is, the whole episode is fucking ripe with them, but... the dental plan, Lisa needs braces, dental plan. Yeah, and it just keeps going and going. I think at this point... In my life, at least, I hadn't seen a long joke. You know, like, I hadn't seen many long jokes that it's funny because it just keeps going.
Right, yeah.
And it's, you know, I mean, there's also the humor in the fact that he's an idiot.
He can't connect the two things.
Right, yeah. And then he loses his train of thought because of the pencil in his crack. So, yeah.
But who hasn't had that happen?
That's true.
Who hasn't had the odd pencil in one's crack?
Right. That he ends up blaming on Carl, even though the other friend whose name is Charlie ends up doing it. So the chalkboard gag in this is mud is not one of the four food groups. The couch gag is the couch turns into a giant alien squid monster, and eats them, which is great. It's just one of my favorite, super simple. And it's this really weird looking couch alien.
Yeah.
It's just giant, big orange lips. And it's just like, so one thing that Aaron had mentioned was, like, I wonder how many riffs Lisa has done because in the opening sequence. I don't know for a fact. I looked it up on one page, and it says that they're for the first eight seasons, it's different. They basically do a different riff each season. So when she's playing it, it changes.
That's so funny because maybe that's true. I've never noticed, like, oh, this season she only does that one riff.
Right.
Yeah, it's subtle enough that I've never...
Well, I'm sure in syndication, also, they chop up everything.
That's
true.
That's true. Yeah, that'd be hard.
Can you imagine
being
told that, though? It's like, oh, hey, for this year when we record the Simpsons theme song, because I'm sure it's like the Hollywood, Symphonic Orchestra or something, we're going to have you play Lisa's riff.
Yeah, that'd be really crazy, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've made it. I do Lisa's riff on the beginning
Lisa's
of the
riff.
Simpsons.
Yeah. String them all together, all eight.
It makes a coherent movie.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. And speaking of that, this episode does start with McBain.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there is a great video online of putting all of the McBains together to make a coherent movie.
A story.
It's not as long as a movie, but it actually apparently does do a whole story.
Yeah, totally.
And it's really bloody, too.
All of the McBains, because the one that I love, my favorite McBain little clip is when his partner dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gets shot. And it's like,
Mendoza!
And he goes, Mendoza! And here's a good trivia question. What's his partner's name? Do you guys remember?
Scully or Scoey?
Scoey.
Yeah. Scoey.
I didn't know if he was just saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, stop talking crazy.
Right. And he's also his band leader when McBain gets...
A plate with McBain.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah. You're right.
I did not put two and two together there.
Like, my music.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, my music guy, Scoey.
Yeah.
You look like a homosexual.
Maybe you all.
This is terrible.
Oh God. But yeah, that one's my favorite. And he has the boat, the Live Forever. Like he's like, it's like, oh, I'm just retired, and me and my wife, we're gonna go and out on this boat. Oh, it's gonna be great.
The
Live Forever. Yeah.
Oh God. One thing that I didn't know that Shay you said was that the dentist in this episode mm-hmm. was originally gonna be Anthony Perkins.
This is right.
Yeah, it looks like he passed away before he could actually do it, mm-hmm. could record it. Producers originally asked Anthony Hopkins and Clint Eastwood, and they both said no. But then they did Anthony Perkins, who died. So then it was like, oh, fuck, just let Hank Azaria do it.
Yeah, exactly. Hank, just do their voice.
Yeah. Oh, and this is interesting, too, as well. The original panelist on Smartline, instead of Dr. Joyce Brothers, who did... That's her voice.
Yeah.
Saying, I brought my own mic. And that's the whole thing. Originally, it was supposed to be O.J. Simpson. But he turned it down, which the writers believe... was a good thing.
What was he doing the night that he turned it down?
Don't let me look in the... Oh, okay.
No. Uh-oh. Do they have a picture? Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Guys, actually, if I did it, the book that he did is just about if he had said yes.
It would have changed his career. I brought my own mic.
Wow. I'm glad I ordered it now.
Yeah. It's just a sliding door, so...
there's a ton of cultural references in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
The title of the episode is an homage to Hubert Selby Jr.'s novel Last Exit to Brooklyn, and one subplot of which involves the corruption and downfall of a union leader during a strike.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And then the Jimmy Hoffa thing with the giant stadium, mm-hmm. Godfather Part 2, Yellow Submarine.
What is
Batman.
That with Jimmy Hoffa? Was that where he was?
That's where
he
they
was
always,
rumored to be?
Yeah. Was that he was under the...
I think it was the giant stadium.
Yeah.
The old one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's got some Citizen Kane, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah. Not Charlie Brown.
No, that was the other one.
That was the other one.
Are you getting a season 18 episode confused with a season 4?
You can't see this right now, but Aaron is leaning over me really menacingly, and my back is bent almost cartoonishly.
How'd the light go red in here?
There's dark clouds red. Above us.
Well, I'm just going to black out for 10 minutes. BRB.
Yeah, a couple of little gags in there were the union of the nuclear technicians was also they are also a part of the pastry chefs and jazz dancers.
Yes,
so it's the International Brotherhood of Jazz Dancers, Pastry Chefs, and Nuclear Technicians. The old union leader who was buried in the football field, his name was Chucky Fitzhugh. Mm-hmm. They all laugh about it. In the couple of things actually, I noticed in that first union meeting that we see. I believe is the first yoink that was ever uttered.
Yeah,
that made its way into kind of pop culture.
Yeah, I definitely say yoink constantly, and I think that's why I say it.
Somebody snatches the diamond from Lenny's teeth.
Is that the first instance of Lenny getting the short end of the stick?
Ooh.
Oh,
because he also is the one that gets like the spring in his eye and the pudding in his eye.
Oh yeah, that's
his
right.
His face gets frozen from the plastic surgery.
This is the worst day of my life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's got a lot of I never really thought of that before either. And there's also that great gag when he's at his house and it like the wall falls down.
Please don't tell me how I live.
The life of Lenny is like insane.
Yeah.
And he also has that girlfriend who's like
shave
legs.
Up, stupid.
He's like shaving her legs and it's like, what kind of life is this man leading?
I also really love, it's a little the same thing, sort of, but the episode Mountain of Madness where you find out Carl is really annoyed with Lenny. Right. He's like, oh, fuck, Lenny again.
Jesus. Right, yeah. Oh, God. The soda that Gummy Joe is mm-hmm. drinking is not Buzz Cola.
No.
It's called Chip Pop.
Chip Pop.
So, came up with a little fake one there.
Mm.
I learned what the word firebrand means.
What does it mean? And when was it used in it?
It's a rabble rouser.
Which is how we described it immediately.
Because everybody uses the word rabble rouser.
Right. And Shay and Warren were both shaking their fists very, very menacingly as they were saying rabble rouser.
When was it used in the episode, though? Firebrand,
Mr. Burns.
He was looking at
who
Homer.
Was this? Yeah, that firebrand.
Watching him,
I think. Yeah. He was ripping
and then it was the calisthenics to get the sugar daddy off his back.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, but this is the last time.
Right. The other thing that I wrote down, that which is going to sound a little conspiracy theory.
Oh, Jesus.
Is the address in the Godfather thing is 1433. Now, I tried to look it up to see if that address means anything, like either to Simpsons or the Godfather. I didn't find anything yet. But I'm going to keep looking.
Why are you going to keep looking? It's just...
Because numbers always mean something in The Simpsons. Always.
Not always.
Yes, always. In fact, Warren posted on my page that in the Homer Cubed episode, there were these numbers that were just all over the place when he's in that like kind of Tron dimension. And there was this random list of numbers that we were looking at. We were like, this random list of numbers must mean something. And we couldn't find it, but then what it ended up saying...
Yeah, like a computer
language. It says Frink Rules.
Yeah, it said Frink Rules.
In ASCII or something?
Yeah, have you pronounced it? I don't know if you pronounce it.
Yeah.
If it's
ASCII.
That's so funny.
NCIS.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Frink Rules.
Frink Rules. Anytime in those classics, if there's like a sequence of numbers or an address...
Well, they took that over to Futurama as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like
it might have been the same writers at that time,
probably
too.
Like David X. Cohen.
Yeah.
They just and like anytime Homer's solving like a math problem, like there was one, it was in the same article that you said.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Whereas like Homer is solving this math problem and he almost cracks this like algorithm that's like no one's ever like done before, and Homer like almost does it, but then he doesn't. But then he ends up not doing it.
But, oh, yeah, I think then he races it. He's like, ah!
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. But yeah, in the dream sequence where Homer is, he's like imagining what it would be like to be in organized crime, there's the address. So stay tuned, Portuguese bathroom listeners, because I am going to get to the bottom of this. And I'm at the bottom and there's nothing. So, so we found, there's a Burns vulture.
Yeah.
In the moment when the goons take Homer to Burns's they're at the power
goons,
plant.
And it's a Citizen Kane reference.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A Citizen Kane reference. But I also kind of noticed that because that was at the plant. That was not at Burns's manor, I believe. That was at they brought him to this like room in the nuclear power plant.
Okay.
And in that, you know how there's that cawing noise every time you hear the nuclear power plant?
Oh yeah.
The same cawing noise is in that scene.
Oh.
In that room full of birds.
Finally, they answered the question of where the birds were.
Where the caw comes from.
I was waiting three seasons.
Wait, are you telling me the caw is coming from inside the house?
I think
Oh, that was nice.
Good night, everybody. Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying.
Say to Matchbook, ladies and gentlemen.
I did it! Hire me!
None of us get paid. Actually, we need a little money from you, if that's all right.
All right, I was prepared for this.
Okay, great. And we have a credit card thing for our phones, too, if you need
that. Excellent.
Each one
excellent.
Of us. With separate transactions.
Yeah. No, I'm each giving you guys 5 Bs.
Yeah. 5 Bs for a quarter, they'd say.
So we learned the goons' names in this one, which were Crusher and Low Blow, who also had, whose ancestors also worked for Burns, which we saw earlier in the episode, where the two 1909 versions of Crusher and Low Blow were at the atom smashing plant.
Yes. Yeah. Atoms!
I thought it was pretty funny that... that in Grandpa Simpson's description of what he says to get these guys, like he's like, the trick is to tell them all long-winded stories that don't go anywhere. And one of the things he says with that Shelbyville used to be called Moynanville.
Yes.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
Which is.
But the important thing was that he was wearing an onion.
Onion on his belt. Which was the style at the time.
And as we already said, Dr. Joyce Brothers guest starred on this. Was this her only Simpsons?
I think so.
This is kind of interesting. During the production of this episode, an ABC camera crew was allowed into the rewrite room where Al Jean... Al Jean says he regrets because they were working on stage direction and they didn't come off as being very funny. So it's like they came in at a part where like, well, this is fucking boring. But it's on like... one of the best episodes ever.
So great. the only other thing that I tried to write down, I don't know if you guys caught or not, but just the thing that Burns says as the Grinch, which is there is like a
Look at them all through the darkness I'm bringing. They're not sad at all. They're actually singing. They sing without juicers. They sing without blenders. They sing without blundlers, cap-dabblers, and smendlers.
Smandlers is hard to say.
Smandlers, yeah.
It's a tough word to...
It's a tough one. And particularly that it's made up.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic episode all around.
What would you rate this episode as far as all of the other ones, if you had to give it a grade?
I mean, A.
Yeah.
Solid A.
Yeah.
I like how we do that every now and then.
I know, right? I know.
Give your grade for, I don't know, let's say the last episode.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's just always kind of like curious. Like, it's hard because there's just nothing in there that's bad. So you're like, I don't know, perfect?
What was the first one we watched? Girly Edition, I'd say B+, maybe even A-.
Yeah, I'd give that one a B+. Compared to all of the classics, I'd say probably B+.
Yeah. Like a B,
yeah, and it's hard to put a grade on the, I don't know, the Danger Zone episodes, but right. I'd say Boys of Bummer, maybe
low B.
Low B, yeah, B minus. Yeah,
compared to the new ones.
That's kind of hard. That's why it's hard. But really funny. So.
I will say, out of all the Danger Zone episodes we've watched, I like that one just a little less than the Christmas one.
Yeah, the Christmas one's fantastic.
Christmas one was amazing, and this one was really, really not bad at all.
There's a Christmas one that we watched a few weeks ago.
Season 23.
Oh wow,
and it's quite good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's well worth watching.
Yeah, I can seek that out.
Yeah, definitely. And it kind of keeps within the canon of Simpsons future. Mm-hmm.
It's a future episode.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Previously on Simpsons Mixtape.
Right. All right, so back to
trivia.
Trivia. So the question was, the headline is, President Simpson wins Super Bowl. And the bonus question is, what was the headline right before that? So it's a dream, it's a thing that I already blew it, Homer says, or Homer's thinking. And Homer's thinking of another headline right before that one.
I don't have any guess. Because at first I was thinking, I don't know, at first I was thinking the Flanders thing, but that's not it at all. The where he's like...
You're not far off.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of, you know, where he's thinking of where, I don't know, he's daydreaming about Flanders. And then at the end, it's like, at the end of his dream, it says Flanders' grave. And he's like, too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's the right episode. Yep.
Really?
Yep. So what? So
okay. I got it right.
Well, really? No, you don't know the episode.
It's a Leftorium episode. Yeah. Yeah. But
when
Flanders failed.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
I don't know the.
Any guesses?
What came before it is one.
Yeah. What was the headline he was thinking right before that one? Which was basically, so he has this dream sequence where he's like imagining.
Oh, because is it like a wishbone? Yeah, it's the wishbone of a turkey. Yeah. That's right.
Right. So it's those are the things that he dreams of just before he thinks of the Leftorium going out of business.
Okay.
So what's the headline before it?
Right. So this is the headline that happens right before the Leftorium out of business. There's a first one.
So it's less than that. It's a little less than.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea. Give us a hint.
No idea, yeah.
Okay, the hint is the first two words, President Simpson, are the same. So it's President Simpson.
Elected?
Erected?
Ejected?
It's not any of those.
Does it rhyme with any of that?
Not at all. So the line is, President Simpson declares world peace.
Oh, okay.
He's being like hoisted up and he's like, I can do better than that. And then he goes, President Simpson wins Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's just Homer getting a little more selfish with his wish that he makes on a wishbone.
Cool. And now for another round of Warren's either Wacky Pattern Palooza,
Humiliation and Fear,
or Questions.
Questions. We'll do questions.
Hmm.
All right. So this one may be easy. I think good fans will probably figure it out when you watch them, but I'll give you an easy one this time. So the episodes are Rosebud, Margin Chains, and Lisa's Sax.
Rosebud, Margin Chains, and Lisa's Sax.
Yeah. Something appears in each of those that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Interesting. It's not something that happens. I'll say it this way. It's I'll leave it more vague, but it's something appears in a way. So
is it Lisa's dress?
Well, let me get some new patterns then.
Nailed it.
Great.
So I don't want to give it away too much because if I actually like get kind of specific, you'll know it. So let me
gotcha.
Really?
Yeah, okay. So. Cool. So there's just something that's there. So.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Shay, for joining
thank
us.
Thank you
very
much. Yeah,
Would you like to throw out anything that you're working on?
Oh, yeah. I do show Sunday nights at Comedy Sports starting at 7. Yeah. They're great. They're nearly free, and they're different every week because it's improv.
Yeah. Is there a name of what you're doing? It's not Frank Improv anymore?
No. Right now, we're still working out the kinks and stuff, but the team's name is Zephyr. So call and ask for that.
Little piece of Simpsons mixtape trivia. I was on Zephyr for one rehearsal.
He was.
And they didn't want him.
And they did not want me. And I got traded for
Brian
Houlihan. That's right.
Yeah.
There you go, Portuguese poopers.
Also, there's Simpsons trivia at Pizzeria Serio, or is it Pizzeria Serio or just Pizza Serio?
I don't know.
That place.
Serio is how you spell it.
And that's this Monday, or not this Monday, but the Monday the 19th. Mm-hmm. There's also Futurama trivia the day before at Quenchers at 5 p.m. So I'm going to try to be at both of those. Do you guys?
It's a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
MLK Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. Have you never heard of Martin Luther King?
No. I know. Yeah. Milk. MLK.
Yeah.
Milky.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Sean Penn played him in the movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know this guy. Yeah.
Harvey MLK.
Yeah. Hilarious, man.
Oh, dear. this is ending badly. Wow.
I've got a lot of things to Google after this.
I have nothing to plug, but if you want to take a guess at any of the pattern palooza, whatever it's called, you can tweet us. What's our handle? Is it at Simpsons Mixtape?
It's at Simpsons Mixtape.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and make your guesses on Twitter, and we won't read them, but
we won't respond to you. Yeah.
We'll block you immediately.
But yeah, go for it or whatever.
Yeah, if you tweet, we'll definitely we'll
we might give you a shout out on air. So yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep.
And also, if we ever screw up, we've never said this, but if we ever screw up with any of the like trivia that we talk about, like call us the fuck out.
Yeah, I think you can really start using the internet now to pick things apart. If you really.
But as always, let's be tasteful. All right, you commenters always are, but just need to say.
So yeah, look us up on Facebook and Twitter. Sam, did you have anything to plug?
No, not really. Scout at IO, a Herald team I'm on, has a few shows coming up. Not a week from today, so this coming up Sunday. No, not really. I do little doodles for myself sometimes, but I don't really put them anywhere. So no.
All right, well then we won't do anything with those.
Do you guys want to see some?
Do we want to see your doodle?
Yeah. Hey, homie, I can see your doodle.
You guys, Shay, once again, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you
for joining
us.
This was great.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Simpsons Mixtape. We'll see you guys later.
We'll see you next time.
Get away from the mic. You're gone. Jesus.